The Shoes of Fortune by Hans Christian Andersen, narrated by Carol Phillips. Part 1. A Beginning. Every author has some peculiarity in his descriptions or in his style of writing. Those who do not like him magnify it, shrug up their shoulders and exclaim, "There he goes again." I, for my part, know very well how I can bring about this movement and this exclamation. It would happen immediately if I were to begin here, as I intended to do, with "Rome has its Corso, Naples its Toledo." "Ah, that Andersen! There he goes again," they would cry. Yet I must, to please my fancy, continue quite quietly and add, "But Copenhagen has its East Street." Here, then, we will stay for the present. In one of the houses not far from the New Market, a party was invited, a very large party, in order, as is often the case, to get a return invitation from the others. One half of the company was already seated at the card table. The other half awaited the result of the stereotype preliminary observation of the lady of the house.